Good evening, everyone. As you know, my name is Father Simeon Gallagher. I am a Capuchin priest, and undoubtedly you have been reading the bulletin for the last number of weeks where it has been announced that I would be with you once again for a week of parish mission. And I'm very grateful to Father David and his staff for inviting me. If I'm not mistaken, this will be the third time that we will be together. And I have looked forward very much. This is a parish, and I'm not playing to my audience. This is a parish where things are done well and right, and it's always a pleasure to come with the music and the style of the liturgy, and also to watch the interaction of the parishioners one with each other. So the mission begins not tomorrow, Sunday, but Monday. There is a 7:30 Mass, if I'm not mistaken, each morning. And at 8:30, I will give a presentation. And that presentation is then repeated in a formal mission service at 6:30 in the evening, and the mission will go on from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The evening service is not a Mass. It is a scripture service, and I have designed it in that fashion. So if you are making the mission, you can invite your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, regardless of their denomination or no denomination at all, to come along and join us in the evening service. We share the scriptures, others and our sisters in the other denominations. We cannot share the Eucharist, but there is a Mass in the morning, and then in the evening there will be a scripture service. So I hope that by the fact that we're offering two options, something in the morning and something in the evening, that as many people in the adult community of the parish as possible will participate. We have wonderful programming for our youngsters and for our teenagers, but the bishops have become increasingly concerned about the need for ongoing adult faith formation. And I think the logic of the bishops makes sense. How can you and I, who are the parents and the grandparents, how can you and I, who are the adults in the world of our youngsters, hand on to them the beauty of our Catholic faith and the riches that are to be found in our Catholic traditions if we do not understand these ourselves at an adult level? So the focus group of the parish mission are not the youngsters or the teenagers. And I would encourage you to open up your schedules and come along with me for as many days in the coming week as your schedules allow, beginning not tomorrow, but Monday. Now, having said that bit of an advertisement about the parish mission, what can we say about these readings, particularly the gospel that we've listened to tonight? We are in the midst of one of the two major liturgical seasons of the church's calendar year, Advent in preparation for Christmas and Lent in preparation for Easter. And the same gentleman is mentioned usually at the beginning of these seasons, whether it's Advent or Lent, and that is this gentleman that we heard about tonight called John the Baptist. If you don't mind, I'd like to situate him as an example of what should be going on in my life, in your life, not just in this season of Advent, but maybe generally speaking, all the way through the journey of our lives. You might remember when I was with you before, I mentioned that my mother and my father came from Ireland, and they probably had no more than a seventh or eighth grade education, but they were women and men of great wisdom. And when I was a youngster, I went to my father and asked him, would you have any objection if I thought about going to the seminary after I graduated? And my father said to me, you can do whatever God wants you to do, but if you are going to be called to the priesthood, and he used this word, I've never seen the word written. I think it's all part of a kind of County Donegal lingo, which was that part of Ireland where he came from. He said, if God wants you to be a priest, that's fine, but do not become a boyo priest. I've never seen that word written anywhere. I think it's just part of the lingo of his part of Ireland, County Donegal. And if you've been to Ireland, you know that Donegal is in the northwest end of the country. It is still very primitive, ancient Ireland. When Irish people go on vacation, if they do not go abroad, they go to Donegal because of the rich traditions and customs that you still find. All of my family in Donegal, including my father, still speak Irish or Gaelic. When Ireland was passing legalizing abortion last year, the only county in the Free State of Southern Ireland that refused the legalization of abortion was County Donegal. They're very traditional people, very conservative people, and they have their own way of speaking. And my father said to me, you can become a priest if that's what God wants you to do, but don't become a boyo priest. And what is that word boyo? It stands for someone. It is a descriptive term for someone who does not remember his place. Someone who puts on airs. Someone who becomes self-inflated. Someone whose ego is out of bounds. And we have, as a result of that, tragically enough, lots of boyos in the world this evening. We have boyo priests, we have boyo bishops, we have boyo politicians. It's someone who doesn't remember where they come from. It's someone who has lost touch with their roots and becomes very self-important, a legend in their own mind. My father warned me about that, and oddly enough, last weekend, the Holy Father, Pope Francis, this great gift of God to the church and to the world, he installed 13 new cardinals, and I watched the ceremony because two of the new 13 cardinals were members of the same community, the Capuchins, that I belong to. And he gave a homily at the service in which he said, and I was listening to him, and I thought to myself, this is amazing. He sounds like my dad, because he's telling these new cardinals, don't become boyo cardinals. With every one of them putting a hat on his head, it's a play on words. The Holy Father said to each of them, don't let this hat go to your head. It's someone who, and he said to them, you're going to be wearing brilliant red outfits. That's going to attract a lot of attention. But he said, if you fail to remember that red does not represent all kinds of honor and privilege and esteem. That red represents your willingness to shed your blood. If that should come in your way, in the same way that Jesus shed his blood on the cross for the sake of ourselves, remember who you are. The Holy Father said to these new cardinals, keep touch with the reality of your lives. This is not a call to honor, it's a call to service. Would you not agree with me tonight as we've just listened to this gospel? That St. John the Baptist appears now at the beginning of Advent. And what's his message? There's someone coming behind me. There's someone who's more important than I am. There's someone whose sandals I am not even worthy to untie the straps of this man's sandals. And he will baptize you and initiate you into a new world, a new kind of order, a new kind of life. It's not me, it's him. And of course, he wasn't a boyo prophet, because he remembered his place, he knew why he was truly sent, and as long as John the Baptist, and thanks be to God, he stuck to his guns, remained a simple prophet chosen by God to announce the coming of Jesus, not a trace. He's the antithesis to the boyo. And this is indeed something for us to take into consideration. Why? Because the mood of Advent calls us to an interior transformation, that those things in my life that block my ability to be available to other people in ordinary kinds of ways because I'm so filled with myself, that I'm not sensitive to other people, this transformation has to come in the season of Advent from the inside out, because the two characteristics of people who are boyo people, whoever they might be, the two characteristics are arrogance and self-absorption. And we have plenty of those kinds of people wandering around in the world tonight. They're arrogant. No one can speak to them. No one can correct them. They know everything. And this boyo attitude, it is a poison. It is a poison that can destroy marriages. It is a poison that can destroy families. It is a poison that can even disturb and destroy an office culture, because there's always someone at work who thinks they know more than everyone else, they're better than they're boyos. And my dad said to me, if God's calling you to the priesthood, then go ahead, but for God's sakes, know where you come from. Know where you are planted. Do not become a boyo priest. And I'm going to be a priest 50 years come August. And what he said to me as a youngster before I went to the seminary to be gone to begin this long trek, it has always stuck with me. I'm sure there's lots of times I haven't paid attention to it. But that's the purpose of Advent, to call us back to reality, to call us back to who we are. And that's a person that God has created. And God, help me and save me from becoming arrogant and self-inflated. God, help me if I become a boyo person. It's a little bit of Irish vocabulary, but it puts things in the right perspective tonight. So if there's a bit of the boyo in you, like there certainly is a bit of the boyo in me, maybe in this season of Advent, we can work very hard to know our place And in the eyes of God, no one's better than anyone else. And in the eyes of God, we are all loved. In the eyes of God, we're not called to be a boyo. We're called to be a John the Baptist, realistically connected to where we come from and knowing who we are and never leaving touch with that touchstone. Amen.